So I have prepared in case I will forget. I think I haven't got a dramatic testimony like some other Christian, but I still want to tell you the story how I came to faith and share with you how my life changed since I became a Christian. I didn't come from Christian family or grow up in church. My grandparents and my mom are Buddhists. They go to temple several times a year. Sometimes I went with my parents, bowed down in front of the Buddha, and always asking something I want, like wish my family's health, my study, and my future. Actually, I even don't know who I bowed down in front of me. I mean, I know their name, of course, but that's all. The thing I did, just learn from the people who did in the temple. I got a friend who is a Christian. She's very radical. She didn't eat animal's blood and said the Christian who divorced will receive the punishment of God. Even when I told her about the death of my grandparents, she said, "Your grandparent is not Christian, so he will go to the hell." Because of her, I have prejudice of the Christianity. I thought people who believe this God is really crazy and foolish. That is my first inversion of Christianity. And then I came to UK last June, and it is the first time I have been so far away from my parents. And I got ill for several days. I think you will miss your parents, especially when you get sick. I feel so lonely and so hopeless at that time. It is so complicated to see the doctor in here, and everything is totally different for me. There is a day I asked my neighbor, "Where are you going?" He said he's come to church and asked if I'd like to join. And that is a Chinese Bible study group, and we shared the thing happened at that time, and they prayed for me and gave me some advice of my illness. It is the first time I feel warm, and I feel I got the love in this strange country. After there, I joined their Bible study group to study the Word of God, and I went to Elma Cafe Conversation. I met Emma, Ella, Phyllis, Rachel, and Christine. I have to admit, at the first time, maybe just because I want to practice English, or maybe I was attracted by the worship songs, or I just care about how people live with Christ. And I have to admit, I have slept twice in the Sunday worship. Now, whenever I look back, I appreciate how extraordinary was the grace I have received. I think it is all the plan of God. I can't point out the especially day for spiritual awakening. I can point only to my Lord, who says, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." There is a couple from Taiwan invited our student to their house every Sunday, give some lesson for us, like Sunday school. They come to Bristol every year for unconditional support the students group. They are really living a Christian life, which strengthened my faith to God. I think faith is invisible and intangible things, and need to be expressed in action. So I will show the people like my parents what they can't say and declare what they may not have guessed that my faith is in Jesus. My Christian friends have asked me how my life changed when I became a Christian. Honestly, I have thought for a long time about this question, and I even afraid, what if I haven't changed? Does that mean I haven't received the gift of God, Holy Spirit? Then I found it from my friends here. I always wanted to get something from God. Every time I prayed, it's like I have prayed to Buddha before. And I always looked for worship or Bible study group, and I put my own things in front of building the relationship of God. Gradually, I'm not always asking for the help or getting some benefit from the God. I want to do something for worship, and I joined the music group for service. I think it is a little change for me, and I learned to accept all the decisions that my Lord gives me instead of praying what I want, because I know my Lord will always give me righteousness. And finally, I'm thanked to Emma, has validated my testimony, especially thank Poo, prepared delicious food and spent her leisure time for my baptized lesson, and thank Lee and Laura. Yeah, thank you.
Catherine, we've got a verse for you as well. So this is Philippians 1:6. It says, Catherine, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. We don't really believe that baptism is not an end, it's really the beginning of your new life. But Catherine, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
With the Lord's help, I will.
Having heard of your repentance and your faith, I now baptise in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.